Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
podcasts while driving and just a general Podimation update. So what's happened is that to improve podcasting while walking, now I'm just going to have to, perhaps hold the microphone in a towel, because the actual microphone itself clatters against its cabling as I go along. But I've moved on to a shotgun microphone, which is more focused. But being more focused, it obviously is not listening left and right like your ears. It's like one ear listening to you. And therefore, it works on mono. And as mono, it caused a cascade of errors. But not visible errors. So the MP4 FMPEG system for organising video worked perfectly okay, because I think video is sort of constructed in a funny sort of way. However, where it really did fall apart is with the MP3. Start off with the MP3 couldn't attach a file. So what happens is I have a stereo introduction, mono main, and stereo finishing. And of course, what would happen is only the stereo section would upload. The first symptom was that in attempting to upload the cover, so your MP3 file is basically something with layers of wrapping around it. So there's a bit of an audio file, but the file is a complex beast. And so you just can't cut and intersplice. You can't add. It's not like a string. It's a audio thing. It has to be handed on. So essentially, there's a stream of data and settings for it. So those settings can change, but there has to be a wrapping system for it. So the sort of major thing is this stereo mono stereo. Now, what happened is that I removed the cover uploading to see if it worked, and it appeared to work until I actually listened to it. And what would happen is that it would upload the full length of the video, but the player would only play I suppose it would possibly work on your audio player, but the Chrome player, your web browser player, would only play the stereo part. So I had to get into Audacity, which is a visual LAME engine. So LAME is the actual program, and Audacity gives you drop-down menus so that you can program it from within an app environment rather than within a command line environment. So an app is a sort of a wraparound thing which ultimately does that. So with that done, I was able to check that out very, very quickly, and I got into converting the first section. Then I had to go out and pick up my daughter, then finish the last section, and it took basically a couple of clicks to fix it, and then I'm able to re-edit everything. Now, I suppose I could automate the it actually searching through the list and working out what to go. So it does record what has been published out. So now the software's upgraded, I can just say republish it, but with a slightly different letter, and push it out there. So I've done that. I think I've uploaded a fair number of audio files. Hopefully that's sorted out. So now I'm going off to drive up and get some chicken for tea. Now, I've been told off for mentioning what food I'm eating, and it seems that my life is just purely, while people have great adventures, whitewater rafting, I just sort of go back and forth from home to the centre for blood tests and various food items. So that's under control, and also under control is pointing to a web directory and interrogating that web directory for what's on it. And essentially, there's this thing where you have to interrogate the web directory, interrogate your own directory, and see if the files are the same size. Now, there is an overall problem in that the high-speed web reporting reports to the nearest kilobyte, whereas LabVIEW reports to the nearest, the exact byte. And so what would happen is that you just can't ask, is it 170 bytes, because it would be 169.4 bytes. That sort of makes sense. 169.6 bytes, and that would become as a 70. And if you did the comparison, so you have to get the what's on the internet, subtract 500 bytes to it. Subtract 500, and then say, is what I have greater than that? And if it is, don't upload it. So there is a small window where data can be lost by its use speed. So that being said, I'll stop this now as I go in to the next to buy the requisite amount of food. Continuing this podcast as I have just been to the shops, bought the food, and I'm coming home. So this would drive people purists absolutely insane. How can I vodcast my life? It's sort of like reality TV or reality audio, so to speak. Now, the interesting thing here is that this morning I came and had to buy some emergency milk, because I drink an untold, unacceptable amount of milk. And so no matter how much is bought, I drink it all. That's a dreadful thing. Now, of course, in Australia, milk is just a little bit over $1 a litre. So that's 60 cents a litre. Yeah, US cents a litre. It's very cheap. But the point I want to talk about is the fact is that there was a chap there who is sitting there with a cup saying, please give me money. Now, there is sort of like an increase of, there was one homeless person up here, probably 10 years ago, and he had a tent and he slept opposite the station, and everyone, I suppose, was tracking where he was. You know, it wouldn't help but do it. And eventually he stole someone's money, and the police couldn't do anything. They said, look, he's homeless. There's really nothing we can do with him. Yeah, we can't detain someone for stealing. And various things. This person here, so this is the first person I've seen here. There's possibly one homeless woman. She's not a homeless woman, but and he would have a home to go to, so he's not sleeping rough. However, there are these people in Australian society who do sleep rough, in tents and outside and boxes in the city. And it seems to be a large social problem. Now, this big person, what impressed me is that I was there at 8 o'clock, it's 4 o'clock now, so that's 8 hours of just sitting there with a cup. A plastic cup with masking tape, please give me money. I think something similar to that. Now, I suppose what sort of struck me is that It's a very long, perhaps he wasn't there all the time, but it's a very long day not to be doing anything, to be sitting down. It's somewhat not very healthy, but he's sort of well-dressed and stuff like that. And in Australia there is, well, it's not, there used to be a lot of welfare. Now it's sort of appealing to people's sense of meanness means that they don't really question when they give wealthy people more. So if you start off saying we're going to crack down on single mothers and mentally disabled people and stop them just living without working a hard job, get them all fired up by that, that tends to sort of nullify, because it's they're focusing on worth and value, and you know, there's a certain line of argument that if you go along this by attacking the poorest, you can often then get away with sort of making people feel uncomfortable, sort of neutralising their sense of fairness. And so with that neutralisation of sense of fairness, they can then give the rich even more. And so this has come across, so the sort of top people in Australia get $100 million a year. And so this would be people who, the top bank executives and stuff like that. Now, there's no way that person can save that money, but, and more than 50% of that money, roughly, well, it's not really, because they have enough money to spend money on accountants and stuff like that. A lot of that money goes back to the government. But one could imagine that we could say, look, we... Let's get through here. Whoops. This is the social wage argument, that the value is not in the structure of work, and you have a value to exist and contribute into society by volunteering, by doing all these different things. So it's not, you don't have a work and want to work, it's work and be a good for social good. Make sense? So this is sort of like pan economy. There's work for the doll and stuff like that, and all that type of stuff. But there's this idea of working with, so a lot of these people are ill or mentally, have mental problems and stuff like that, and so they don't necessarily have the capacity to work. It's just my view, but they do have a capacity to contribute, whether it might be just being with people. They have this thing with elderly people, have younger people live in their large homes for low rent and do very small amounts of work, like, say, like folding, washing, or cleaning a toilet or something. This is very, and it allows the elderly person not to downsize, allows them to keep their network and these young people together. And that's not a social thing. Like, that has not contributed to the size of the Australian economy. And so in the US, they have a system of, I would rather like to do it here, that you, of course, can have a GDP, which is all plus, but actually have minus. You subtract from the GDP for the amount of homeless people that go. For each homeless person, you subtract $1 million from the GDP. And so you could grow your GDP by getting rid of homelessness. Homelessness. There we go. So that's the socialist in me speaking way, and I'll see how this goes. Thanks a lot for listening.
podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.